ॐ मौनं व्याख्या प्रकटित परब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुताब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चात्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तभुकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां विदुरा persuaded Dhritarashtra to go for Vanaprastha Ashrama. Dhritarashtra, along with Gandhari, went to Vanaprastha Ashrama, and Dharmaraja Yudhishthira did not know their departure. Therefore, as a routine, daily he used to go to make pranams. When he went, he saw none of them were there. So he asked Sanjaya where they were. So Sanjaya also was in a dejected mood, because without telling him also they went. He was so close to Dhritarashtra. So he could not reply. When Yudhishthira lamented for their departure, suddenly our Narada Bhagavan arrives. Whenever Narada Bhagavan arises means Vedanta arises. So principles of life he will teach generally to the people who are in suffering. Ma kanchana shucho rajan yadishvara vasham jagat loka safalaya seme vahanti balimishituhu sa sayunakti bhutani sayeva viyunakti cha. Narada Bhagavan says to Yudhishthira, my dear Rajan, don't worry, because with regard to facts you cannot worry. What is that fact? Jagat Ishvara Vasham. World is, the creation is completely under the control of the Ishvara. Ishvara, who is in the form of Kala Tattvam, controls every happening according to the karma niyati, not according to his own whims and fancies. So as Kala Tattvam, he is who brings people together and separates them with a purpose. Both bringing has a purpose and separation also has a purpose. And this jagat is Ishvara Vasham, completely under the control of the Lord. Under the control of the Lord means under the control of the Kala Tattva. Under the control of the Kala Tattva means under the control of karma niyati. In our Vedanta, we don't separate all these three. All are same. One and the same Lord manifests as the Jagat in one standpoint. Creation is nothing but Bhagavan himself. And the rules and laws of the creation also is nothing but Bhagavan himself. Participants are nothing but Bhagavan himself. Okay? the cause for the creation is nothing but karmaniyati. Karmaniyati is nothing but Bhagavan himself. How can you say all these things? We have our own day-to-day example, dream world. Dream world, who is the creator? The individual. Who is the participant? The individual. Who is the kalam? The very individual. He has not brought any kalatattvam from outside. His own mind becomes the kalatattvam, his own mind becomes the participant, his own mind becomes the space and the cause for all the happenings. Suppose he might have read one dangerous story, then he might have slept immediately. So that is the karmaniyati. You read dangerous story, so it becomes a samskara, then automatically it becomes a rejection. Similarly, this jagat is entirely under Ishvara Vasham. What does it show? This statement is a very beautiful statement. We also think everything is run by Lord. Everything is run by Lord. But I have to take care of myself. This is a very funny logic. Everything is run by Lord, but I have to take care of myself, I have to take care of my family members, I have to take care of my bank balance and everything. Correct? So this is called a informative acknowledgement. It is not an knowledge. Shastra says everything is run by Lord. So I take it, I don't reject it. But at the same time, I cannot accept it. So it is like a person who wants to travel in the train. He says, ask the TT, sir, how much luggage is free luggage? The TT told, 25 kilos are free luggage. Above then, 25 kilos, you have to pay extra. So he had, it seems, some 35 kilos. So he separated. 25 kilo one luggage, 10 kilo another luggage. And he was sitting, keeping the 10 kilo on his head. When TT came and asked, hey, why are you keeping the luggage on your head? Keep below. There is a space. Then this traveler says, no, no, sir. 25 kilo I already kept. 25 kilo is carried by train. I don't have extra money to pay for extra luggage. So 10 kilos I am carrying on my head. And 25 kilos are carried by train. Is it proper logic? No. So like that. Entire creation is run by the Lord. But I have to take care of my own life. That is half knowledge or half informative understanding, they call it. So this jagat is given along with its wealth and people with a purpose. Saha sanyunakti bhutani saha viyunakti cha. He alone makes the people come together and he alone makes the people to get separated. Why? With a purpose. What is that purpose? To know the fact that anityam asukam lokam. Anityam asukam lokam. This creation is nothing but anitya vastu, asuka vastu. So you cannot hold on that. You have utility towards it, but at the same time, you cannot hold on that. So having known this truth, what you have to do? Bhajasvamam. Bhagavan says, Bhajasvamam. Know the truth, one meaning. Or at least worship me. Actual meaning is what? Bhajasvamam means what? Know me. Or at least worship me. In course of time, you will come to know the fact. Therefore, ma kanchana shuchorat. Kanchana. For no reason you can have grief. Same teaching comes in Gita also. As a first shloka of Bhagavan's teaching. Ashocha nanushochastvam. Prajnavadamcha bhashase gatasun agatasuncha nanushochanti pandita. Panditaha nanushochanti. Wise men never grieve. For what? For none. Either for the people who are alive or the people who are dead and gone. Panditaha nanushochanti. Therefore, make use of every blessed thing in your life, but don't try to depend on them for your security, peace and happiness. So entire human life is nothing but a travel in a train. And inside the train, some other travelers also are there. So when you travel, try to accommodate their bulky body. Maybe they have bulky body. They may have foul smell. So many inconvenience may be there, try to accommodate. Because the train is run by some other company. Understood? Railways runs the train. So you cannot decide, don't sit here. Because reservation is already given. You cannot say, I am so-and-so, so I am higher caste Brahmin. So you are Chandala, so you cannot say, sit with me. You cannot say that. He also has a ticket, you also have a ticket. Similarly, when we come to this world, we find that ourselves, we are situated at a particular family situation, a particular cultural situation, a particular state or something. So everything is given. Our parentage is given, the culture is given, the body is given. You cannot decide. The body is given, the lifespan also is given, and the brothers and sisters are given, neighbors are given, religion is given, everything is given. So you cannot decide any of these things. Therefore, you cannot grieve over any of these things. People have childhood insults in their mind. My mother did not like me. My brother did not like me. Like that, in childhood they might have some problems with their family members and their neighbors. So they keep in mind. Or you may have a beautiful atmosphere. Whatever it may be, you have to accommodate. Suppose in train traveling, your neighbor is a beautiful person with whom you share the entire life story, because nothing is there to do. In train travel, either you eat or speak, that's all. Nothing is there to do. Or some people even play cards or something. Nowadays, this game has come. What is that? Video game has come. Suppose you find that your neighbor is so friendly and you have shared your coffee, tea, tiffin, whatever it is. Then he became very close to you within 2 days. Then he has to get down. His destination has come. So when he tries to get down, you try to hold on. Sir, 2 days, how nicely we were together. Why can't you come along with me? Or you cannot say, why can't you take along with you? Why can't you take me along with you? So, neither you force him to travel with you, nor you can force him to take you along with him. So he will tell, hey, my destination is different. Your destination is different. Understood? I have taken the ticket. Only what is the purpose to get into the train? To get down. Very travel has a purpose. Similarly, entire life has a purpose. Every individual comes with this purpose. Main purpose of every human being is what? Knowing this fact that anityam asukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvama. So make use of all the blessed thing in the life, but never hold on to anything for your security, peace and happiness. Human relationships are so temporary, like the joining of two logs of wood in a river. Ramji says this. If you go to Uttarakhand, that is Himalaya, force of the river is very, very much. So because of that force, logs of trees will be fallen, then they will be simply carried away by the current of the river. So in that current, two logs of wood come together. Then you imagine, hello, how are you? Fine, I'm fine. Where from you are? I'm from north, I'm from south. Like this, suppose in Himalayas itself. So they go together. Then they enjoy that, rafting. They also are rafting, suppose. So they enjoy. But after then they smash with the big boulder. Because boulders are there. So, hey, please save me. Hey, I am also in a saving condition. I am not a savior. I cannot save you. Go that side. Understood? So you are separated. For some time, the log of woods travel together and then they get separated. And their travel and separation determined by what? Determined by current of the river. Direction of the river. Therefore, Bhagavan Ramji says in the Ramayana, Sarve Kshayanta Nichayaha Padananta Samuchrayaha Sanyoga Viprayoganta Maranantantu Jeevita. It says to Bharata. Bharata, understand the facts of life. What is the facts of life? 4 facts you remember at least. Sarve Kshayanta Nichayaha. All accumulation is for spending. Will end in spending.
patananta samuchraya. All climbing will end in coming down. Whether it is terrace climbing or corporate ladder climbing, whatever it may be, you have to come down. Then sanyoga, viprayoga, all gatherings will end in separation. Maranantam tu jivitam. All life will end in death. Therefore, make use of these blessed things in the creation, but never depend upon, never consider them as permanent entities. Once you don't consider them as permanent entities, naturally, you will not hold on to that. No human mind will hold on anything once it is convinced that it is temporary. Correct? We cannot hold on our lottery money. We cannot hold on our dream marriage. Because, you know, it disappears. Understood? So, that anityatva dosha should be there in the mind. Naraji continues. Yanmanyase dhruvam lokam adhruvam va nacho bhayam sarvatha nahi chochyaste snehat anyatra mohajad. It's a beautiful assertion. Snehaha, attachment, is a product of delusion or ignorance. People don't know the facts of life. Therefore, they try to catch hold of whatever is there nearby them. In childhood, you can see anything nearby the child, immediately it will catch hold of. And what is the next action? It will put it in the mouth. As far as child is concerned, every blessed thing in the creation is what? For catching hold of and putting in the mouth. That's all. Whether it is mother's sari, or mud, or ice cream, or money, rupee, anything, bulb and pen, anything, it will put it in the mouth, at least. So, whatever may be your understanding of the world, there are three types of understanding. Some consider living beings are eternal consciousness. Living beings are eternal consciousness. These are all Vaidikas. They consider there is something different from body. Even at the death of the, after the death of the body, I continue. Correct? Many religious people have this idea. That's why they try to reserve seat in Swarga or Vaikuntha or Shivaloka or heaven. Semitic religion says that there is a heaven. And a God without form, sitting in a chair with a crown, has a right side and left side. And right side means good things you will enjoy. Left side means punishment will be there. Whatever it may be, whether it is punishment or the award, you have to be there after the death of the body. So he believes that. Similarly, in our Vaidika Dharma also, there is a belief that after the death of the body, individual continues to live. That's called an eternal consciousness. Or as temporary body. Some consider this consciousness business, we don't bother. Nastikas, they are called Nastikas. Individual is nothing but simple body. As long as he lives, that is a fact. Once he dies, everything gone. Bhatni bhutase kutaha punaraga. Ranam krutva ghritam vibe. Bhasmi bhutase dehasya kutaha punaraga. Materialistic philosophy it is. As long as you live, live happily. Enjoy things. To enjoy, you want money. Try to earn in a proper way. If not possible, try to take loan. Then take the ghee, purchase the ghee. Ranam krutva ghritam vibe. Drink ghee. That means in those days, ghee indicates luxurious life. So take the loan and lead a luxurious life. Now we have to change. Ranam krutva TV purchase kurya, or mobile purchase kurya, or home purchase kurya, or car purchase kurya. That's what going on. Everywhere loan only. Easy EMI, what is it? EMI. And for EMI, in those days, taking loan means it is a matter of insult. Understood? Now it is a matter of pride. See, the world philosophy, the materialistic philosophy. Take loan and enjoy. Suppose if you are not able to pay loan, if the loan giver comes and asks, you tell, yes, I have taken. It is not for repaying. It is not for repaying. It is for enjoyment, sir. I have taken. So, hey, you will get papa. Who is there to get that papa fellow? Once I am born, are buried, gone.
So that is the idea of certain people, temporary body, individual as temporary body. In both of these cases, you cannot have three. If you consider yourself as an eternal conscious entity, different from body, you cannot grieve because it is eternal. With regard to eternal, why should he grieve? He is grieving for the sake of Dhritarashtra. If Dhritarashtra is eternal consciousness, you cannot grieve. Why? Nityatva na shochaniya. They are going to be there whether in this body or in some other body. So you cannot grieve over their departure or death. Or if you think that Dhritarashtra is equal to body, temporary body, then also you cannot grieve. Because any temporary thing has an expiry date. That is the reason it is called temporary thing. So with regard to temporary thing also you cannot grieve. Why? Anityatva na shochaniya. Or as neither of them, from the absolute standpoint. These two are relative standpoint. Individual as an individual consciousness, individual as a body. These are a relative standpoint. Absolute standpoint is what? There is no individual at all. Na jayate mriyate va kadach. Neha nanasti kinchana. Nothing is there other than infinite consciousness. There is no individual consciousness also. There is no individual body also. Whatever may be your understanding about the living being, no attitude deserves your grief. Sarvatha nahi shochyashte. Because you cannot grieve over facts of life. What is the fact of life? Three types, levels of facts it is told. Highest absolute fact is what? There is no creation, na nirodho, na chotpattihi, na baddho, na cha sadakaha, na mumukshuhu, na vai muktaha. Everything is nothing but one and the same Lord. Is the highest absolute understanding, fact. Second level is relative understanding. Very same Lord has appeared, has become in the form of world. So every individual is nothing but potentially divine. And least understanding of the materialist is what? This consciousness, this divinity, these are all unprovable. Therefore, individual is equal to body. In any case, you cannot have grief. Shoka is nothing but the sign of ignorance. Whenever people cry, they declare openly that I am ignorant. Whether you cry for education, or for girlfriend, boyfriend, or for marriage, or for anything you cry, you openly declare to the world, I am idiot, I am idiot, I am idiot. So, here, Narada, same teaching only Bhagavan Krishna gave to Arjuna. And now Narada Bhagavan gives to Yudhishthira. Therefore, Narada Bhagavan says, Tasmadjahyangyavai klavyam ajnana kritamatmanaha katham tvanatha kripana varteranste chamambina. What is the worry of Yudhishthira? How these old people who don't have eyesight, how they will live without me? So far I have taken care of them. Suddenly they left me. Where they are wandering? In which forest they are wandering? Who will give shelter or food or who will take care of? That is the worry. So here our Narada says, my dear, never think that how your relatives who are helpless will live without your support. This worry is a futile thing. Conquer this worry by conquering the infatuation. Infatuation means what? Attachment. Attachment born out of ignorance. So your grief is nothing but the product of the ignorance. Kalakarma guna dhino dehoyam pancha bhautikaha katam manyas gopayet sarpagrasto yathaparam. He says, when you yourself under the bondage, when you yourself under the tight hold of a snake, mountain snakes hold the individual, whatever they get, they hold tightly. When you yourself under the hold of a snake, you try to bother about somebody's release. trying to save others without knowing the nature of oneself is like trying to save someone when you yourself are in the grip of a python. Mountain snake is called python. Your body itself, when it is going to pop off, you don't know. Your life itself, when it is going to pop off, you don't know. And it is under the complete control of Kala Tattvam and Karma Phalam. Karma Phalam brought you to this world. Brought you means brought the body to this world. And the same Karma Phalam sustains the body. And same Karma Phalam is going to destroy the body also. Unless you know yourself, you are different from the body. You are also subject to destruction. Correct? Death. You are also subject to death. If you know that I am different from body, then death of the body is not going to affect you. Old age of the body is not going to affect you. Unless you know that fact, you are also going to be in trouble. When body is old, you will tell, I am old. When body is going to die, you will tell, I am going to die. Therefore, to think that one can save or protect another is ignorance. No one can protect, no one can save anyone. Sir, very important teaching. Generally, we think that parent will save, husband will save, children will save. Save means what? Protect. Then what will I do? People will give reason for marriage life. In my old age, who will take care of me? At least if I have children, they will take care of me. How many families are there like that? All are now flying to USA. Dubai, and people, parents are either in old age or house arrest. Big house they construct, keep the parents there, and parents don't have any emotional support from the children, so they live with dogs. Varieties of dogs they keep, big bungalows they have seen, big bungalows. Varieties of dogs, puppy, so many other varieties of dog. For bedroom, one type of dog, to take care of the compound, and another type of dog. Like that, they keep. Or, what is the guarantee that the very husband or wife is going to live up to your life? Anybody can pop off any time. Understand? So, these are all flimsical idea. Therefore, Kala karma gunadhinaha dehaha. I am dehaha. This body is governed, completely governed by kala karma guna. And pancha bhautikaha, product of pancha bhutas. So as long as you consider yourself as body, where is the question of saving others? Try to save yourself. So therefore, in our Sanatana Dharma, we don't accept an individual as a savior. In Semitic religion, there are saviors, prophets and saviors. Jesus saves you, like something they write. Nah. Somebody dies for your sake. These are all according to Sanatana Dharma, these are all not acceptable, illogical, unverifiable. You cannot verify. The person died, the person was great. But you cannot say that he died for your sake. Nor you can claim that he is going to save you. He died. He lived a beautiful life. He lived a life of Vedanta. Jesus lived a life of Vedanta. Life of purity, life of renunciation, life of goodness. But that cannot be the criterion to believe that he is going to save you. And there is another group, one group is there. Whatever akrama you do, Sunday you come, I will give pardon in the name of Jesus. Sorry? Pardon. In the name of Savior. So these are all unvedantic, unacceptable, illogical. Person is great, there is no question about it. But that person's sacrifice will help you is a belief. So lot of problems are there. So we'll go ahead. Tadidam Bhagavan Rajan Eka Atma Atmana Ansvatrike Antaro Anantaro Bhati Pashyatam Maya Yorudha. Here comes the saving knowledge, comes here. Knowledge alone can save. What is the problem of human being? Human being considers himself as an individual. Human being considers himself as an individual. That individuality totally depends upon the type of the body. Correct? Whenever somebody asks you by your data, what you say? I am son, daughter, wife, all these are all son, daughter, wife, husband, these are all what? Body. So he considered himself as body, therefore all the problems of the body becomes his problem. For example, one who has purchased new car, any scratch happens on that new car, happens here. Big scratch on the heart. New car, Swamiji, like this, not even 1 week over Swamiji. Some idiot fellow, scratch. So why? Car and you are one. According to your emotional understanding, car and myself is one. There are some houses, anything happens to children, they don't bother. But anything happens to dog, they bother. Very much they cry. Very much they cry. Who will take care of dogs? Why can't you come to class? They will tell who will take care of dogs, right? As though human life is for taking care of dogs. Therefore, here Narada Bhagavan says, Vedanta says, find out whether your understanding about yourself is a fact or not. What is your understanding that you are an individual with a particular body and gender? Once that is questioned, then all the problems of life is solved. And you can never prove that human, you are human. You can never prove, no proof for that. Idea that I am human being, there is no proof. Pratyaksha pramana, eyes, ears and other things shows that what? This is human body. Understood? This is human body, this much only it says. Nor you can prove that you have your mind also. Understood? Because the mind itself resolves when in your sleep. Mind itself resolves in your sleep. When you have shut down the mind, there is another fellow who say, who observes that you have shut down the mind, and next day morning when you open the mind and it says, I shut down the mind. Hey, who says this? When I say I slept well, very subtle idea. When I say I slept well, sleeping is nothing but shutting down the mind. Correct? So after shutting down the mind, who observed that it was shut down? Understood? So, no pramanam is there for us to prove that I am human being. This is human body accepted. But I am human being, there is no pramanam. No pratyaksha, no anumana, no artha prati pramanam. So, Shastra says, please question that understanding whether you are an individual or not. Once you question that understanding, naturally it will come across, you are not an individual, you are Sarvagata Chaitanya. And that Chaitanya means nothing but Bhagavan. Yeah, idam, hey Rajan, idam, idam means what? Idam jagat, ekaha Bhagavan. Entire dream world is nothing but who? Huh? Nothing but one mind. Correct? Entire dream world is nothing but one mind. Similarly, entire waker world is nothing but Bhagavan, Atma. That Bhagavan, when we say, generally we are habituated to see, look here and there. So immediately Narada Bhagavan says, Atma, Adnita. It is you. It is you. Atmana Swadhrik. Antaraha, Anantaraha Bhati. He is inside and outside. What is the meaning of inside and outside? Inside and outside has no meaning unless the point is standpoint. Inside and outside, these two words don't have any meaning unless you point out a standpoint. So here, body is the standpoint, he is inside the body, outside the body. That means what? Everywhere shines bhati, pashyatam, mayayorudha. So, our all this universe is Lord's alone. He only has manifested as the creation. He is the soul of the souls, the eternal consciousness. He is with every body, outside and inside. See how he has become all these creatures through his Maya Shakti without any transformation in reality. Without moving an inch in the bed, this fellow runs in dream world. Understood? There is no transaction at all. No transaction. As far as this sleeper is concerned, sleeping person is concerned. But inside his mind, the world is going on. Varieties of people quarrelling, and bus stand he is standing with a suitcase wherein lot of certificates and ATM cards and other things are there. And everywhere chaos, bus strike also. Suddenly some fellow comes and smiles and you start talking. Then he snatches the suitcase and you run to catch that suitcase. Where you run? You are not moved at all. Similarly, without going through any transformation, he has become entire creation. Through Nidra Shakti, we have the capacity to become dream world. There, similarly, Bhagavan also through Maya Shakti, he has become the entire creation. So forms and bodies come and go, but the eternal consciousness stays as it is. You have served two forms of the Lord. Who are they? Gandhari and Dhritarashtra, who appeared as your relatives or parents. You have done your duty so far by taking care of them, but now you should not worry when their forms are destroyed. Because this philosophy can mislead. Anyhow, all are temporary. Why should I take care of parents? That argument will come. Anyhow, everything is mithya, so I will kill someone. So those things may come. So he gives a clarity. You have served the Lord only, who appeared in the form of parents. That means what? It is your duty, as long as you live in the world with a particular body. From the body standpoint, they are parents, they are relatives, they are under your protection, love and care. But never think that you are protecting it. Never think that you are protecting it. Nor you think that what will happen to them if you fail to protect. But as long as it is your duty, you have to do that. Because it is duty. Duty means what? Kartavya. Kartavya means what? There is no choice. It is choiceless action. You have done your duty so far by taking care of them. But now, when they have gone to find the answer for their own question, everyone has an answer. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? Is the question. As long as he lives in a very healthy manner, he has one question. What next? What next? What next? Understood? From childhood onwards, it starts. What next? Third year, mother says, go to LKG. So, child goes sincerely, daily goes. And passes. Then it asks, what next? UKG. What next? First standard. What next? 10th standard. What next? Degree. What next? Job. What next? Marriage. What next? Property. What next? Become a father or mother. So, what next? What next? What next? As long as the fellow is in hale and healthy condition. Once notice was given, either by the doctor or by the body, notice gives. Body gives notice. Every grey hair is a notice. First notice, second notice, third notice. Like that. And then teeth gives another notice. Then ears give another notice. Eyes also give cataract and other things. You notice one by one. So naturally they feel. What next? What next? So far I ask. What will happen? What will happen here? This question is here. So every individual has to answer this question. Dhritarashtra and Gandhari left for seclusion to answer these questions. You have done your duty so far by taking care of them, but don't worry about them, nor you try to search them and bring back to again samsara. Dhardam Rashtraha. That fellow had a peculiar fevikal. Somehow Vidurji made to get away from the home. Never he got from the home, no? Always in palaces and with surroundings. He was never in seclusion. To ask this question, Dhritarashtra, never was in seclusion. So, continue your duty of serving all other citizens of your nation. You cannot stop the destruction of the bodies. They have gone, they are going to die. You are also, your body also going to die. You cannot stop the destruction of the forms of either your body, destruction of either your body or someone's body. Dhritarashtra and Gandhari body will be destroyed within 5 days from now in tapas. Tapogni, they will, he has that yogic power. Dhritarashtra, a very blessed soul, you know. He had everything, but the problem is he had inferiority complex because of his blindness. He put himself down that I am good for nothing, I am good for nothing, I have to depend on someone, I have to depend upon someone, and I have to fulfill my desires through someone, especially through son. He never saw Duryodhana. Without seeing that much attachment he had. Why? Why? Because actually who lived the life? Dhritarashtra only lived the life through Duryodhana. So Duryodhana did not have any locus standi at all. You cannot imagine Duryodhana without Dhritarashtra. Understood? So when Duryodhana becomes the emperor, he considered himself, he is going to become emperor, because he is not emperor. Dhritarashtra was a caretaker. He was not an emperor. Nobody accepted it. And our Yudhishthira became emperor by Rajasuyaga. So he wanted to become emperor. Emperor you cannot become, others should accept you as emperor. Then another problem. You cannot become, declare yourself as emperor. They will oppose you. So others have to declare yourself as emperor, accept yourself as emperor. So he wanted to do that. So as a blind man, nobody will accept. So he has selected, what they call it, Binami, in the form of his own son. So Dhritarashtra, though he was a good man, but he has problems with himself. So he has gone there and he will give up his body in meditation. Thus, Naradji advised Yudhishthira about the highest truth and asked him to do his duty of ruling his country. Without worrying for any person, just performing the duties which situation demands as the worship of the Lord. Then the story continues in this way. Dhritarashtra and Gandhari gave up the body in the forest fire. Vidura also gave up the body in the forest fire. King Yudhishthira ruled the entire continent as an emperor for 36 years. After the Mahabharata war, how many years they lived? 36 years they lived. And in between, so many things happened. Parikshit got birth, Uttara's son, who was saved by Bhagavan in Garbha from the Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. That Parikshit got birth. And Yudhishthira did lot of Ashwamedha Yaga by the blessings of the Lord. Ashwamedha Yaga is a yaga which has two benefits. One is it is Sarva Papa Nivarani. All the sins are washed off by that yaga. And he will get a seat in heaven. It is a great yaga which has to be done by the emperor. So Bhagavan Krishna came and attended the yaga. Spent some more months with Pandavas. Blessed the child of Uttara, Parikshit. Then went back to Dwaraka. In between these things are just simply passed away. So when Bhagavan went back to Dwaraka, first time he already gone. Again he came back to attend the Ashwamedha Yaga, attended, lived with them, Pandava, for some more months. Then again he left. Along with Arjuna he left. So after Arjuna's leaving, seven, 8 months over, still Arjuna did not come back. So, Yudhishthira saw some evil omen. Therefore, he feared about the welfare of Arjuna. And he did not have any message about Dwaraka, about Krishna. So, he was expressing his fear to Bhima. While Yudhishthira was worrying about these evil omens, Apashakuna they call it, Arjuna arrived there with the all grief-stricken heart and sad face. As though something very big danger happened, he comes. As even Yudhishthira saw Arjuna in that condition, because Arjuna was an always beautiful person, hero. Always enthusiastic, happy, pleasant. careful, attractive, confident. But that type of Arjuna is not now, with all sad face he came. So Yudhishthira inquired about the well-being of all the Yadavas, because he had gone to Dwaraka, Vrishnikula, about well-being of Vrishnikula, whether Vasudeva is keeping well, whether Devaki is keeping well, Ugrasena, Kamsa's father, still he is alive, old man, and Balrama is keeping well, Akrura is keeping well, like that he was one by one asking about the welfare of each family member. Arjuna was not at all replying. Then finally when Yudhishthira asked whether Krishna is keeping well or not, when Yudhishthira asked, immediately Arjuna breaks down. He could not reply. For some time he was depressed and deprived of all his strength, even to speak. Because of the separation of Lord Krishna, he simply stood silently, his mind engrossed in the thoughts of the Lord. But when Yudhishthira repeatedly asked, please speak what happened, please speak what happened, then with all cry, Bashpa Gadgataya Gira Nrupam Agrajam Ityaha, with all tears in his eyes and with all Gadgata, he replies,
Vanjitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhurupina Yename Apakrutam Tejo Deva Vismapanam Mahat.
Oh my dear brother, Aham Vanjitaha. Vanjitaha means I have been betrayed by Hari. I have been betrayed by Hari the Lord, who I took to be my own friend. He has deprived me of his prowess. He has deprived me of my prowess, which was once even the wonder for the Devatas. Which was once the wonder even for the Devatas. Yena Deva Yena me apakritam Tejaha apakritam. Me Tejaha apakritam. My prowess is simply carried away. Hari means what? Hari, the word, has a beautiful definition. Harati papani, harati sarva is Hari. Who takes everything is called Hari. So he has taken all my prowess, the prowess which was even wondered by Devata. Therefore I am betrayed by my own friend and Lord. Yudhishthira was shocked to hear this answer. How can Bhagavan betray anyone? And that too, Arjuna, he betrayed you. He was so close to you. How can he betray his own best friend? He is your well-wisher. How can the embodiment of love deprive you? Please tell clearly what happened. Then Arjuna continues. It's a beautiful lamentation with lot of love and affection.
Yasya kshana viyogena loko hi apriya darshanaha ukthena sakhito kheshaha mrutakah prochate yatha.
Just as a body which is very dear and near to everyone becomes an object of repulsion when the life is gone, similarly, this world becomes an object of repulsion for me because Bhagavan has gone. When prana goes away, what we do? We will go and hug that.
We will not hug.
Even if wife or husband hugs, how many hours they hug? 3 hours, 4 hours. They will go on crying. He will go on crying. So somebody, neighbor says, why you are crying? Oh, I loved him like anything. Acha, you loved him? Keep him with you. Keep who? Keep the body with you. Then that mother will tell, no, I did not love the body. Through, in and through the body, I loved someone else. That fellow has gone now. Therefore, that body becomes an object of repulsion. It's a stinking one. It's a waste material. You have to dispose of it as quick as possible. So you don't enjoy its presence. Similarly, my dear brother, I don't enjoy the presence of this world. It is an unpleasant place for me. Why it is an unpleasant place? Yasya kshana viyogena. Since the Lord has gone from this world. According to Arjuna, Bhagavan left the body. Actually, what he means is what? Bhagavan left his body. So according to Arjuna, Bhagavan is nothing but Krishna. Krishna is nothing but body. So therefore, he says that once body is left, he says that Bhagavan has left. I am not able to live in this world even for a moment without the presence of the Lord. And it's a nice way to tell this great news of departure of the Krishna. How nice. Not a single word he told. He died. He passed away. Like that, nothing is there, you see. World is dear. World is deprived of his presence. That is the word. Yasya kshana viyogane lokaha apriya darshana. This loka has become, this world has become apriya darshana, has become an object of unpleasant things. Why? Because kshana viyogane. Even the presence of absence of Lord for even a moment makes this world as an unpleasant place. Therefore, since I don't enjoy his presence, I am deprived of. Then Yudhishthira was very much shocked to hear this news. He requested Arjuna to explain what he meant by absence of the Lord in the world. Because for a Vaidika, he cannot imagine that Lord is absent in the world. Other religions say Lord is behind the clouds in heaven. Oh, Father in heaven only they say. So they cannot even imagine this. In this world, Bhagavan is alive. Present. They cannot. He came. Or he sent a prophet. Or he came as his son. These two ideas only. And that is only one. That privilege is for what? Only one. You cannot say the second prophet is going to send him. If he say, I am also son of the Lord in Father in heaven. Suppose if you say, it's a blasphemy. So these are all problems in the religion, religious people. Here, in our Vedanta or in our religion, we can never imagine the absence of the Lord. How the Lord can be absent in the world? Because the definition for Lord is what? Sarvavyapi. Everywhere he is there. That's why we can put on small stone and say, oh Shiva. We can put turmeric powder and say, hey Ganesham, avayaha. He catch hold of rat and say, hey, on you, Bhagavan Ganesha is sitting. Please wait, I will do puja. So everything in the creation becomes an object of worship. But we don't worship that object particularly. It becomes an altar for our worship to the Lord who happened to be an unseen angel. But people will say that we are worshipping forms. We don't worship forms. Nobody says to Shivalinga, hey Shivalinga, I worship you. Hey Shiva, I worship you. Understood? Hey, Bhagavan only will be saved. So, being Sarvavyapi, how can he be absent? How is it that you say you miss his presence? Dear Arjuna, speak clearly. So, Arjuna says,
Soham Rupendra Rahita Purushottamena Sakhya Priyena Sukhruta Kritayena Shunyaha Advanyurukrama Parigraham Angarakshan Gopairasadbihi Abaleva Vinirjitosmi.
Oh, my dear brother, my dear king, I don't mean the absence of Sarvavyapi Bhagavan. I mean the absence of my friend Bhagavan. Bhagavan Krishna. Purushottamena sakhya priyena sukruta rakitaha. Sukrut means what? Well-wisher. Very dear. Sakhya. Sakhya means friend. Sakhya means friend. And my friend is such a friend. Purushottama is my friend. Bhagavan is my friend. So I am an unlucky fellow who is deprived of the presence of the Lord, who happened to be
my own friend and well-wisher and dearest one in my life. Therefore, when I am missing him, aham hudayena shunya, my heart is completely spiritless and weak due to the absence of my Lord. He left his body in Prabhas Kshetra without giving even prayer intimation to me. At least one day before he could have told Arjuna, take care of yourself emotionally, I am leaving. He could have told. He did not tell him that also. And he kept him in Dwaraka. He went to Prabhas Kshetra, another place. Then that quarrel happened. He witnessed all the quarrel of Vrishni Vamshas. Then he called our Uddhava, his own PA, assistant, devotee. Like Arjuna, he was very close, Uddhava. So he taught again Vedanta to Uddhava. Then asked Uddhava to stay in the world to preach the bhakti and knowledge. And through Uddhava, he sent the message to Arjuna that he has left the body. And he gave an order to take care of the women of the Dwaraka, relatives and other women are there, to take care of them by taking them to Hastinapura. So, while trying to protect Vrishni Kula women relatives, I have met with a defeat even at the hands of a few herdsmen, tribal people. What happened? After the passing, giving up of body, when Bhagavan gave up body, all the male members already gone. Each one fought with one another and died. In Dwaraka, women and children are there. Arjuna was kept there to protect them. And Arjuna thought, now Dwaraka itself is going to be consumed by the sea, so let me take them to Hastinapura. While he was trying to take them to Hastinapura, some bullock cart, something into their chariot and other things. Suddenly a group of tribals come and attack Arjuna. When Arjuna defended them, simply he was defeated by tribal people. So that was a big insult for Arjuna. One who has defeated Indra, one who has defeated Bhishma type of people, now he is defeated by ordinary tribal men. So, therefore, I am hridayena shunyaha. I am totally without any value in me because of the separation of the Lord. Now you see, Vedanta says, unless you gain Atma Jnanam that you are everything, you can never be free from the sorrow. Even if Bhagavan becomes your father or mother, your friend or wife or husband, even if you have 24 hours for 365 days into 100 years, his darshan, he cannot be there. See, what a lucky person this Arjuna was. He used to lie down on the lap of the Lord. Or he will put his legs on the lap of the Lord as cushion. Keeping his head on Rukmini Devi, keeping his legs on Bhagavan Krishna, he used to sleep. That's such a fortunate person. And always sleeping together in same bed, eating together in same food. Like that, so close they were. And in spite of being taught Vedanta about that, nature of the self, but still, you see, he cries. He is suffering due to ignorance. Ignorance, what is that ignorance? That I am individual. Bhagavan is another individual. Understood? This vision business will never be accepted in the Vedanta. Some yogic philosophers say that vision, once you see darshan of the Lord, entire thing is over like that. No, it is not over. It will be more afterwards. Because Bhagavan cannot be there with you always. He will come and say, what do you want? Maximum. Understood? If you ask, you be with me always, he will tell, I am always with you. In the form of space, I am always with you. In the form of your own antaryama, I am always with you. In the form of your enemy, always with you. In the form of your neighbor, dog, everything is my son. No, no, with this particular form, always with me. Impossible. It is impossible. Suppose he accepts to you, you will say, please get out. I have some other work. I have to sleep. I cannot see all the 24 hours. Even if he is a god sitting in front of you, you cannot forego your sleep. Keeping Bhagavan on your bed, he will start lying like this, reclining on the pillow, and you will see the Lord. As even you see the Lord, 12 o'clock, 12:39, what will happen? Because the body has to sleep. Yes? Bhagavan as a second entity from you, you can never enjoy his presence. Once you find the absence of his presence, then actually grief is very natural. Sorrow is very, very natural. Therefore, get away from that ignorant that I am individual, therefore Bhagavan also is another individual. Entire religion has this idea. Bhagavan means immediately, oh Lord, everything says. And that too, head goes, eyes goes towards the sky. Hi Lord, nobody says. I am Lord, nobody says. Only Vedanta say, find out whether this separation, which is based on, from the standpoint of body, from the standpoint of body only separation, whether it is a truthful statement or not, whether it is a truth or not, whether it is a fact or not. Space is divided by buildings, if somebody says. Is it a fact? Is it a fact? In one angle, it is a fact. That's why you can say room space, pot space, right? Go down space, like that. Right. 2BK, they can say 2-bedroom kitchen. And then what is that? But ultimately, what is the meaning? Very kitchen and bedroom is where? In space. So how can you divide the space? From one standpoint, it appears to be a truthful statement, but actually when you probe into that, it is not a truthful statement. What is not a truthful statement? Sarvavyapi vastu is different from me. This akasha space is all pervasive one. So it cannot be divided. Similarly, Bhagavan also, being all pervasive entity, being conscious entity, cannot be divided from the individual who wants his presence all the time. So Arjuna's grief here is not ended. He has about 12-13 shlokas, nicely he cries, but that cry is very beautiful cry, therefore it is mentioned by Shukacharya, it has a teaching. Every moment of Arjuna's life was closely connected with Krishna's Leela. From beginning onwards, from his marriage onwards, so many things happened. So at the end of his lifetime, now lifetime is going to end, all the Pandavas are going to get away. They are going to give up their body. At the end of the lifetime, he starts remembering the grace of the Lord, friendship of the Lord, love of the Lord. Though initially he starts with the idea that he has left me, he has left me, like that. Finally ends, where can he go? Where can he go? He happened to be myself, like that, with that knowledge. He ends that stotra. Those details we'll see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णवशोचनं नृणा यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गोविंदा